The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, wearing the wonderful bright color of red for the UDM Titans, it's Professor Chuck Hokett from Information Technology AV Services.
Well, thank you, and go Titan Nation tonight, right?
Go Titans. We're playing the Kansas Jayhawks tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Very, very late.
14.5-point underdogs. What are they thinking?
Oh, not just that, but I hear the Vegas odds are 60-1, which, for the record, is really tempting to put 50 bucks on. That would be a nice little mini grant there, you know?
Yeah, that would be.
That
would
be. Yeah. Well, the problem is you can't bet on sports in the state of Michigan. However, soon at the University of Windsor, Windsor Casino.
That's a boy.
And of course, immediately look at Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
It was a pleasure to be here. I'm going to get boomed out of my country now, thanks.
He's the expert in Canadiana, as we understand, which I believe is now a new word.
We're offering a four-year degree in it now.
That's
Lordy.
Pretty awesome. Well, you'll be the dean, my man. You'll be the dean.
Oh, Lordy.
Thanks. That was my back aligned by our engineer.
No, that was Beth's back, wasn't it?
Oh, that was Beth's back? Yeah, yes. Poor Beth. Beth's back is hurting right now, so we're going to have to make absolute sure that we say a couple prayers for her. Maybe Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies might have some prayers to say for Beth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure, if you say so.
Well done. We have someone else with us here today, don't we, Jason?
We do. One of my top students in communication studies, who we're introducing as a pre-professor of communications.
Yes, we are.
Nice.
Paige Smajinski.
Yes. Nice to have you here, Paige.
Nice to be here.
Excellent.
Paige has submitted questions for us on previous episodes of
Ask the Professor.
That's right. Did you stump us?
Yes, I had the pin in my backpack.
Yes, that is awesome.
I stumped the professors.
Yes, I
did.
Let me tell you, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. Just to let everybody know, we're looking for a future show for questions specifically slated towards the maritime theme and also Canada, just to let you know. That wasn't a joke at all. You can send us those questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166. Or you can send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. We have a wonderful set of questions. Longtime listener, Michelle Horner of Las Vegas, Nevada. Dear professors, she writes, thank you so much for reading my last submission of questions on the air recently. I'm honored. It's such the ego boost to hear my questions being used for your show.
Aww.
My kids have the biggest thrill knowing their mom's name was on the radio. Michelle, do your kids know what the radio is? That would be my question.
Right. It's that box that makes noise.
Yes, on top of all the other boxes. Below are a series of 18 questions on robots, androids, and other forms of artificial intelligence. A score of 75% will be considered passing. Enjoy. All right, are you guys ready?
Yes, we'll ever be.
Here we go. What were the main two robot characters on the Jetsons TV show?
Rosie was one.
Rosie the maid. Yep, absolutely.
Uniblab.
Uniblab.
Oh,
well done.
There he goes.
Yeah, well
excellent.
Done. Well, this is extremely academic. Who voiced the robot B9 on the TV show and in the movie as well, the very recent movie, Lost in Space? That came out in 2000.
He just passed away like 2 weeks ago, too.
He's somebody
like
said, danger, danger.
Exactly.
That guy.
He just
danger,
passed away.
Danger. It's all a part I know.
I'm actually friends with him on Twitter.
He passed away 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. No, not my friend, but the guy who did the voice, because, what was it? Tufeld.
Tufeld, Dick Tufeld. Whoa. Very well done. Hey,
and
it's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello.
Perfect timing.
Thanks
Grab
for
a seat.
Coming in, Jim.
Set a spell. Take the load off.
Jim, we're looking at 18 questions based on robots, androids, and other forms of artificial intelligence.
Oh, my.
And no yes. Christmas lyrics to them.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
We don't know that yet. It might yeah. be a reminder from a Christmas
movie. How about any ship data?
So Dave got right. It's Dick Tufeld yes. was the voice of the robot B9 and in the movie of Lost in Space.
I was going to guess Whitney Houston.
Oh, hey, they're all coming
hey,
in.
Hey, it's Professor Ooh, Jeff Inglesby.
Man, everyone's showing up.
It's like a 70s era variety show.
it's like the Dick Martin roast here.
Showing up for our humble abode. Oh. Whatever you want. Who played Jaime the robot on the TV series Get Smart? Never watched Get Smart, gotta say.
It's a great show, but I don't remember that.
I just remember Barbara Feldon.
Missed it by that much. Jaime the robot.
Same think. First name, the actor, as Mr. Tufeld.
Dick?
Dick York.
No, starts with the letter G for his last name.
Grant?
Dick Green?
It was Dick Gautier? Never heard the name before.
Oh, sorry, guys. He was later on another sitcom. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Who are the two actors that played the android Sasquatch on TV's $6 Million Man? Two different actors.
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant was one of them.
Was he really?
Yes. Oh. Underneath all that hair, there's more hair.
Lou Ferrigno?
Not Lou Ferrigno, right. But you're in the
Arnold,
ballpark.
Arnold?
Not Arnold. That would have been a good guess. Yep. I know it's a name. I'm probably going to mess it up. First name is the same as someone at UDM. I can't think of anybody at UDM with this name. That's horrible. Hmm. The last name was the same as the last name of the famous Robert Redford movie, Butch.
Cassidy.
Do you know who it was?
Which Sean Cassidy?
No, it was not Sean. It says you're
too short.
Ted Cassidy.
Oh, the guy that played Lurch.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was
that's
oh,
Lurch. That's Lurch.
Yeah,
that's not Sean Cassidy's dead. Or something.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Robots passing away left and right here.
But he didn't play Jaws in the James Bond movie.
Right. That was some other gigantic man.
That was Richard Kiel.
Was it? I hope that comes up next.
Although he wasn't was
a robot.
Yeah. However, it won't.
Yet.
What's the name of the robot,
no robot
dog on the TV show Battlestar Galactica?
Oh, they're going to say Doctor Who. I know Doctor Who.
Oh, so close. Well, we'll get there. We got a few more questions to go.
Was it
the robot dog on Battlestar
Boxy
Galactica?
Or something?
For the record, he wasn't a dog. He was actually a Daggett. Very important point.
Wow. I remember that show. My parents wouldn't let me watch it.
A cutesy name that people give their dogs and cats.
Fluffy.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark. It also is a confection that pours over the top of its shell that you can buy at like Panera.
Sugary?
No, starts with the letter M.
Fondue?
Muffin?
A muffin.
Muffin.
But not muffin.
Muffy.
Not Muffin. It was Muffet.
Muffet.
Oh, Little Miss Muffet.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Who played Twiggy on Buck Rogers in the 25th Century and who voiced him?
Mel Blanc voiced him, didn't he?
Mel Blanc. Silla. Absolutely. And it was Felix Silla.
I know what he said every time.
The only reason I remember that because he also. Felix Silla was also cousin It.
Yeah.
Parents let me watch that one too.
That's right. A small actor and a very, very well known voice actor, right?
The best.
What did KIT stand for on the David Hasselhoff Knight Rider series?
I was hoping there'd be a Knight Rider
there
question.
There you go.
Knight Industries 2000.
Oh, yes.
KIT.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Where
did you pull that one out?
Car.
Old TV. Kit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You don't have to yell, Michael. I'm all around you. What is the name of the robot that gives out the secret word on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Come on, Pee-wee.
Come on. You can do it. You can do it.
Come on.
Pressure's on
Pee-wee's Playhouse. Such a classic show.
The robot that gives out the secret. Is it Genie?
It wasn't the Genie, but he had a name. He was made out of an old record player.
Phil Hartman. I know you are, but what am I?
For the record, folks, you can see this Pee-wee's Playhouse Broadway show now.
Oh, no.
Where it's you can go see it now.
I can picture the robot in my head. I can't think of its
name.
The
big headlights for his eyes and everything. His name was Conky 2000.
Yeah.
Conky. Okay. What is the secret word for today? I could have got this question right. I just want to point out I'm very proud of myself. The names of the four robots from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I can see the silhouettes.
That's not helping. That's not helping.
I never watched that.
Let's see if I can walk
I
you through this.
Not.
It was.
So one of the robots was named after the fact that he was the camera that they used, and basically it's just a combination, a portmanteau of camera and robot. So one guess.
Cambot.
Cambot, correct.
Nice.
Absolutely.
I had to contribute something here.
I'm sure.
Have another cookie.
Jim's background in religious studies might help him on the fact that the second robot was named after a bunch of peoples that are nomads. I know the main character, what was her name? The female character from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Esmeralda,
she was a...
Gypsy,
yes, that's right. Not a raven, but another blackbird.
Crow.
A crow, Crow T Robot. And last but not least, I have no idea where to go, Tom Servo. Okay, his name is Tom Servo.
Wow, that's one heck of a clue.
Machine, that's all I have to say. Not many Mystery Science Theater fans. We'll move on. In the Fritz Lang classic, Metropolis, what identity did the robot take?
Maria.
Maria the Robot. That is exactly
lovely
right.
Movie.
And how about the name of the robot in the movie series Short Circuit?
Oh, I love that movie. Good,
we were just talking about that. No, we were just talking about this movie, which is really disturbing to start with. Oh, my.
Was it like
it wasn't
Eddie?
Gizmo. It was the Gizmo.
It was, a classic name, yeah. Just sort of a classic male name.
It's like the Eddie 5000 or something.
What's that?
Oh, Jeff.
Good not, guess, not Jeff, but so close. Do you know my middle name, Jeff?
Matthew, no.
Okay. That's probably the most common Americanized Western male name that there is.
Joe, Jim,
Bill, John,
Bob,
Robert. Joe,
Robert.
Dave?
Wow. Robert. I'm surprised. His name was Johnny Five, is what he called himself.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Johnny Five is alive. Who voiced the animated character on The Iron Giant?
Vin Diesel.
That's a great piece of trivia right there. How did you know that? That was Brad Bird's first feature, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Who was the actor who played the T-1000 in Terminator 2, Judgment Day?
Oh, the guy with blue eyes. What's his name?
Remembering
he
that
was on Timothy something, right? Was it Timothy?
He was also on X-Files afterwards, too. What was his
name?
He
like mm-hmm.
had the weird ears.
The ear kind of thing going on.
It wasn't Spock.
He was a creepy guy, for sure.
Yeah, Dunno? You can picture him. Just Terminator 3 was on TV the other night.
I can see him running after me in the car right about now.
I know.
Have you seen this man?
He is a first last name, but are both proper male names. First letter R. First letter of the last name is P.
Robert Paul.
Tomorrow is...
St. Patrick's Day.
Patrick.
Somebody. Ryan Patrick.
Robert Patrick.
Robert.
See, I was wondering.
We had it surrounded.
Give me enough clues.
I'm bad with the clues today. I'm sorry, guys. It's my fault, actually. What was the name of the robot, female robot, in the Mel Brooks movie Spaceballs?
No idea.
What a classic.
Where's Dan when we need him?
I love
him.
This movie, but I haven't seen it in years.
I'm feeling good old very
Mel
inadequate
Brooks
here.
Satirical send-up 15 years.
Aren't you guys supposed to be the tech
out.
Guys? I thought you guys would know this stuff.
This one.
Not this.
Do you remember who voiced her? That's an easy one. She was voiced by
Carol Kane.
I forgot.
Was it
Carol Kane? Joan Rivers.
Oh, yes. Joan Rivers. Yes. That's right.
Early versions of printers laid dots out.
They were Matrix.
Yeah, Dot Matrix was her name. Gave it away, sort of. What are the names of the three drones in the Bruce Dern movie Silent Running? Famous Disney characters who come in threes.
Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether.
So close, though. You're like one step away.
Dewey,
what if
Cheam
I said
and
the
how?
Word duck?
Oh, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Absolutely. Oh, my.
Awesome.
Who is the only live-action character to appear in a Pixar movie? It was in the movie WALL-E.
Fred Willard.
Was the historical CEO of the by and large corporation Shelby Forthright. It's a very risky move to put an actual live actor in that movie, but somehow it worked.
They only had him on video, recording videos.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Who were the five replicants in the movie Blade Runner? Wow. We have both the names of the characters and the actors that played them.
I know the actors.
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah was
Joanna Cassidy.
Is right. Joanna Cassidy was
Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer was Roy Batty.
These are bad guys, right?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford was a good guy?
Right.
All right.
I have an actor named Breon James.
No.
Okay. It was Leon Kowalski. That's
right.
Almost there. One more.
Hold on. Now, wasn't Deckard supposedly a replicant?
It actually has. Yeah, and possibly a six. Deckard could have been a replicant as well.
Was it Rachel Ward played her?
No, Rachel was the name of the character. Sean Young.
Sean Young.
Ooh, wow. Well, we take that one in, we're going to have to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Let's pick up where we left off. Who is the partner of the original Human Torch?
The Sparky. Human match.
No.
Sparky is right, isn't it?
No.
It's something like that.
No, he masqueraded as a snowblower. It's a brand name.
The brand.
The Toro.
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 Oh.
Got it.
And both of them cried out, flame on! And they wanted to turn on.
Sarah has a wonderful story about flames.
Oh, yes, it was a story of Tennyson's youth and his mother, who her headdress caught on fire, and she telephoned for the butler and she said, James, I'm on fire! And he said, I'll get Amy right away. Because apparently it was the lady's maid's job to put her mistress out when she was on fire.
Different unions.
And we are back with some great questions from our listener, Michelle Horner of Las Vegas, Nevada. We're talking about robots. If Jack Palance were here, that's the way he'd say it. We actually only have one question left. You guys have done a really, really good job. So we win on this one, no matter how this one goes. But I guess that you're going to be able to guess this one. Who is the actor that played R2-D2 in all six Star Wars movies?
Kenny Baker.
Kenny Baker. Very well known. Excellent, excellent.
Another little person.
Absolutely. So,
I thought he was a midget. Never mind.
Whoops. I have a wonderful set of questions sent to us by Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Yes, and this is the hacker group, an area where I think you guys
Does that mean they're going to hack our podcast?
Do you think so?
If it's anonymous.
Could they make it sound more intelligent?
We have questions, very simple questions, regarding college sports team nicknames.
Oh, nice. Oh dear.
The Titans.
Titans.
Yeah. Well done. Okay.
Right, see you next week.
We're going.
Buckeyes.
Wrath of the Titans.
Spartans. We'll start with the generalized question, and then we're going to go to exactly where you think this is going to go. I will give you a mascot. You'll tell me the name of the school, or I'll give you the school. You tell me the mascot.
Okay.
North Carolina.
Okay. There are two mascots that have the greatest number of schools in the United States of America with those.
Cardinal Wildcats. And Wildcats.
Not Wildcats, not Cardinals.
No.
Did you say the same thing?
Yeah, Bulldogs. Same,
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. That's right. Definitely one. Yes. Absolutely. And the other one is, interestingly, a feline.
Tigers.
Tigers. Tigers. Tigers and Bulldogs. Well done. Pre-professor.
That's another notch.
What do we do? Yeah, I didn't catch the whole. We were...
I wasn't introduced.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Paige introduced
Pre-professor
yourself.
Paige.
I'm Paige.
Pre-professor. Okay.
Pre-professor.
That's in the P-cubed.
Exactly.
Pre-professor Paige.
All right.
Wow.
Let's start.
A third power.
We'll sort of get our,
mojo
get our,
going again.
You know, get the mojo going again on these college sport team nicknames. What is the mascot for Charlotte, as in UNC Charlotte? Everybody looks at the North Carolina.
What is it?
Yeah.
I just fenced them. I should know this.
They were playing.
You think it would be something that would come from California.
Mountain lions.
Same as a
Cougars.
NFL team from California.
49ers.
The 49ers. Yes. Wow. The 49ers.
The Charlotte 49ers.
Oh,
wow.
You guys didn't know that?
Uh-uh. No.
Maybe either, why? Thanks for the
question. How about name me a school whose nickname is the Aggies.
Texas A&M.
Everybody jumped all over that one. Well done.
Except for me.
All right, we'll stop doing these in alphabetical order now.
Uh-oh.
Oh. That would be too helpful.
That was it?
Oh, yeah, mix them up a bit.
How about UC Santa Barbara? This is wonderful.
Is this the banana slugs?
No, they're not the banana slugs.
No, there's
caterpillars.
There's a school out there.
But what do we call a cowboy or a cowgirl from south of the equator?
Gauchos.
The gaucho, yes.
Or
the gauchos.
Yes.
Or the gauchos. Oh, my. Do you guys know what the college sports nickname of Kent State is? Such a great one. Such a great one.
Oh, dear.
Kent State.
Green Hornets?
Not green.
Red Devils?
Red.
Nope, not red. Something a little more precious.
Scarlet. Oh,
pink.
Gold.
The pink
gold.
Hearts, green clovers, blue diamonds.
Silver Hawks.
They're the golden flashes, actually.
Kent's oh, yeah.
Golden flashes.
Yeah.
What? Wait, isn't that something your grandmothers have at a certain age? I mean, oh, no, the time flashes. I'm sorry. Oh, my bad.
I highly doubt that anybody across the United States will be able to grab this one out of midair, but I know you profs will be able to.
Titans.
Yes. Yeah. Right. What's the mascot of Central Michigan University?
Chippewas.
Chippewas.
The Chips.
Yes. Chippewas.
Chips.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
Chips.
What's Nebraska's nickname?
Tart.
No. Cornhuskers.
Cornhuskers.
Tar Heels.
Oh, wow.
That's,
I have no idea.
That's hardcore.
The Tar Huskers.
The Tar Huskers.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, boy.
How about this little bit of trivia here? So, the Salukis are the nickname of what university, and what the heck is a Saluki?
It's a dog.
Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois.
It's a dog.
And it's
like
a dog.
Smaller greyhound.
Yes. So what is their claim to fame from world history? Where were Salukis prevalent? Nobody knows.
Bugs Bunny cartoons?
Yeah.
Salukis were pets in ancient Egypt, I understand. They were Egyptian dogs.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they were the ones
depicted on the pyramids.
Not just that, but the more the sort of thing where, oh, Jason just died, so we have to take everything that's living around him and wrap him up and bury it with him because he's got to take, you know. So the poor dogs are found mummified all over the joint.
Mummified Salukis.
Salukis are mummified dogs.
Yeah.
They couldn't gnaw through the bandages.
You know, you think they, they probably put him down with a few smelling salts or something.
Just a few.
How about the horned frogs? Where are they from?
Horned frogs.
Oh, TCU.
Texas Christian University.
I think that's my favorite mascot.
That is a great mascot.
Banana slugs.
I think that some people would think that the Hokies are a pretty good mascot, too. Who's that?
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, and what's a Hokie?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's a dance.
I lived in that state.
It's a dance. No,
that's a Hokie.
I like that a lot.
Is it a dance?
It is not a dance. It's actually an animal.
I think it's a nickname for people in that mountainous part of it.
But they actually have a physical object that is a mascot, and it's a turkey.
Oh, what?
But I believe that it's one of those
sort
of denigrating names that's
like
adopted.
University of Virginia is the Cavaliers, but they use wahoos more, and nobody really knows what a wahoo is except for fish.
I was thinking of a little bit closer by Wolverine. I mean, that was a derogatory term for a Michigander, and so they just adopted it. And,
I thought Michigander was a derogatory term for Michiganian.
Possibly. Possibly.
There's many different levels.
Many different levels. Many different levels.
It's a hierarchy, really.
From our
whole taxonomy.
From the Horizon League, Wisconsin Green Bay is what mascot?
Bulldogs?
They are not the Bulldogs.
No, the Butlers, the Bulldogs. Oh.
Our women, yes.
It's not the Vikings of Cleveland State.
The Green
Bumblebees.
It's a bird. I can tell you that it's a bird. It's a very famous mythical bird.
Phoenix.
It is a phoenix. And to be careful, they are not the phoenixes. Their team is the Phoenix.
Phoenix.
I hate
teams
do that.
That doesn't make any sense.
I hate when teams do that. Stanford Cardinal.
Or the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
So there is an East Coast school who has a mascot, the Violets.
East Coast. Not Rhode Island, is it?
It's not Rhode Island. Nope, not Rhode Island.
Rutgers.
Not Rutgers. It's in New York State.
Is it that all-girls school that won the basketball thing?
Vassar?
Nope. Nope.
No, not Vassar.
No.
The Vassar Violets. That would be cute.
That would be kind of cute.
Probably not exactly a school that you're expecting to see in the big dance anytime soon, but for some reason they've got a mascot.
It's not my school.
It's NYU.
NYU?
Apparently,
the Fighting Violets. What can I say? Seriously.
I guess that's better than the Shrinking Violets.
Yes, exactly. I'll throw you guys a bone on this one. Who are the Volunteers?
Tennessee.
Absolutely.
My dad's alma mater.
Good old Rocky Top. Absolutely. Another great mascot, the Catamounts, are from where?
This is a Jesuit school?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about that.
They have been in the NCAA tournament.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
Probably give it away if I tell you it starts with the letter V.
Villanova?
No. Not Nova. Marisa.
West Virginia. No.
there's probably a better known one, Jim, from I think what's on the tip of your tongue right now. But Western Carolina, apparently, is the Catamounts, according to the paper I have here. But it's Vermont that is the one that more people know.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of.
Vermont. I was thinking Vanderbilt.
Absolutely. Vanderbilt. Well, that's, another collective noun for you folks, the Cardinal. Stanford. And their mascot actually is a dancing...
Tree,
absolutely. Not only is it a dancing tree, but the students get to make a new mascot costume every year. And if your costume wins, you get to dance around like a moron at halftime. It's a lot of fun to watch this. It's a dancing Christmas tree.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Who are the Blue Demons?
Duke.
School of Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, Duke is Blue Devils.
Demons.
Moody.
Evanston?
Very well-known school in Chicago, Illinois. It's DePaul.
Oh,
DePaul. Yeah, the Blue Demons. Yeah. What is the mascot for Delaware? You were talking about Rhode Island a minute ago.
Oh, the Blue Hens.
The Blue Hens. Yes absolutely.
Blue Very thing well all done. Of a sudden.
We will scratch Professor Chow's itch for some more University of California schools. Irvine is the what? UC Irvine.
Is this the banana slugs?
They're not the banana slugs. However, they are a very interesting animal. That makes a very weird sound. I've seen their student section before. It makes the sound zot. This is just the weirdest thing ever.
Anteater?
They're the anteaters.
Absolutely. Why me? What happened?
Unbelievable. The Absolutely aardvarks. Unbelievable. So, John, this is totally crazy. Johns Hopkins are the Blue Jays, as in two words. But name me a school who are the Blue Jays. Find Jesuit institution if you can think of one.
Or Blue Jays.
Georgetown.
Nope, that's Xavier. Hoyas.
Not Xavier. How about Omaha Jesuit School?
Creighton.
They're the Blue Jays. Where can we go here? Oh, how about the Hawkeyes? Do people know who the Hawkeyes are?
Iowa.
From Iowa City, Iowa. Absolutely. Another great collective noun. Just very, very cool logo. St. John's. You guys know St. John's mascot?
The Johnnies?
Not the Johnnies. There's a lot of other St. John's. I'm talking about St. John's, New York. The ones that play at MSG.
I thought that was the Johnnies.
No, they're not the Johnnies.
Red Devils?
It used to be the Red Men, but they changed that because of politically correctness. But
they're nicknamed the Johnnies, but they're the Red Storm.
Okay. Red Storm.
That's right. Red Storm.
That's right. Who, name me a school whose nickname, it's actually kind of interesting. There's a great number on this list that I found here where the women's and the men team actually don't have the same mascot, which is kind of cool.
The him and hers?
At this school, the men's teams are known as the Cowboys, and the women's teams are known as the Cowgirls.
Oklahoma State.
Absolutely. Oklahoma State University.
At Oklahoma, it's the Sooners for the men and the Laters for the women.
I think I just got it.
All right.
How about this one? UC Santa Cruz.
Okay, all right, fine. Banana slugs.
Banana slugs.
Woo! Sooner or later.
Your patience has paid off.
Very nice.
Young grasshopper.
Very well done. Yeah, I was just about to ask, actually, about Oklahoma and the Sooners, so we'll have to go somewhere else. Probably the team that began the transition in the big dance for mid-majors was Richmond. You guys know Richmond?
Yeah.
Spiders.
The Spiders, absolutely. We're going to have to dwell on that for a while as we say goodbye. Professor Hokett.
Go Titans tonight.
Professor Roach.
Go Titans tonight also.
Professor Smujimski.
Go Titans and Red Wings.
Excellent. Professor Tubbs.
Yes, go Titans and Red Wings.
Professor Chow.
Sure, I'll cheer them all on.
Professor Inglesby.
Me too.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, ask the professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed for the facilities of the Briggs Building and the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Go Titans! Thank you.